Bring out the Michael Stanley Cavs theme that was there for a while.
Tonight the orange and blue delivers.
Oh, the orange and blue. Remember that?
Hard working town, hard working team.
And here to talk Cavs basketball. Tim Alcorn joins us. Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
Good morning, gentlemen.
So do you have any orange and blue Cavaliers over the years? Anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. T-shirts, and I think I had an orange and blue hat. And oh, yeah, that was one of my favorite Cavs color combinations. I know there's been a variety of them, but I like that one.
The orange and blue, yep. And, of course, they had a different logo for that, but there's a new logo out now for the Cavaliers. Unveiled the NBA 2022 All-Star logo for next year. Do we expect to have any?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Do we expect to have any All-Stars on our team next year? If you could look into the future, I'm looking ahead to next year. Where do you think it might be?
Well, I'm still more concerned about 2021, but I think there's the possibility there could be. I do know this. That 75th anniversary is going to be huge, and so it's going to be quite an extravaganza at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse next year. It's going to be absolutely spectacular, and as an organization, they literally are planning starting today to put it all together. It's going to be so much fun, and we saw this with the Indians. I remember doing several From the Dugout shows where Curtis Danberg would come on and talk about all the planning that was going into the All-Star game. It's a Herculean task, but it's going to be well worth it.
So you wanted to focus on 2021. So here we are sort of in the middle, or at least the break of the team. We are what, at 14 and 22?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so let's look at a little bit of a review. One of the things I noticed on here, they were talking about the stats over the first half. The Cavs are first in turnovers, it seems, on that point. Why do you see that? Was that from early on? Is that a continued issue that they have to keep dealing with?
Yeah, they certainly had their issues, especially during the 10-game losing streak. Because you have to remember that both Sexton and Garland have missed some playing time. And they also have lost Matthew Dellavedova. So they really don't have a true backup point guard. So what happens is if Garland more likely goes to the bench for reason, just for rest, or if there's some foul issues or whatever, then somebody ends up playing out of position. So that certainly has impacted the turnover totals. I think in the four-game winning streak right before the break and even the Indiana game, I think that got better, although the Indiana game I should say that was a real aberration because it got real bad in the Indiana game. They lost that game because of turnovers. But for the most part, it seems to be improving as the year has gone along.
Let's talk a little bit about sort of how it has improved from the very beginning of the season. We've added some pieces along the way. What do you see maybe happening over between now and maybe the trade deadline? Any thoughts about what the team is really needing, what can they afford to not, carry on the team?
Well, that's an interesting question, Bruce, because Kobe Altman, and I'm not on his speed dial, so he's not calling me saying, hey, what should I be doing? Or, I'm looking at this trade. But I think, the Andre Drummond situation certainly is well documented. They are going to look to trade him. That's why he has not been playing. So, I think that would probably be the first priority. And then, listen, Kobe's not doing his job if he doesn't listen to offers. Now, I'm sure there's some core pieces to this team that he's saying, look, these guys just aren't available. Garland, Sexton, Jared Allen, that sort of thing. But, as far as, what holes he may be looking to fill, I think it's going to be determined by who he's talking to and trade partners and that sort of thing. So, certainly The backup point guard position is one that I've talked about. If Delly's coming back in the second half of the season or shortly after we get going in the second half, that could be impacted by that. They could use a shooter, there's no doubt about that, to kind of free up Sexton and Garland out front. So, you know, there's a couple of things that I'm sure he could be eyeing, but it takes two to tango, as the old saying goes. So you got to have a trade partner that has those things that you're looking for. And then if that doesn't happen, perhaps you get a third team involved, and that's where it really starts to get complicated.
Tim, we're at the halfway point, I guess, the All-Star break. Is there a team out there that has taken you a bit by surprise, either for the good or not so good this year?
As far as the Eastern Conference is concerned, I know they had some momentum going into the break, but before that, boy, Boston was really struggling, and nobody could quite put their finger as to why that was happening. They had really had some issues. So I would say that's a surprise insofar as somebody underachieving. And the same for Milwaukee. They had some issues before the break, although, again, they seemed to pick up some momentum in the final few ball games before we went to the break. But Boston and Milwaukee had their struggles. And I don't know if it's a surprise, Craig, but boy, Philadelphia and Doc Rivers really seem to have it together. And Doc Rivers is a phenomenal coach. Of course, he won a NBA championship in Boston, and he's had success wherever he's gone. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised that it came together as quickly as it did for Philadelphia with Doc Rivers at the helm, but they are playing very, very good basketball.
Talking to Tim Alcorn of the Cavaliers this morning. It's brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, also Route 58 in Amherst. All right, what's the team doing now during this break? What are they, are they kind of resting? Are they separated? Are they together? What's happening during this time off?
Well, they certainly still need to follow NBA protocol. So, you know, that's something that the league and the players union all agreed to. So, but they are away. They're allowed to get away. Although my understanding is they are still being tested every day. So they had to go somewhere. If they were going to travel, they had to go somewhere where testing could take place. So, because they do, they get tested every single solitary day. So I'm not sure, Bruce, to be honest with you, what day they actually get back and start practicing. I don't know if that's tomorrow with the game on Friday or if that's Thursday. I mean, they're not just going to all head to New Orleans and play on Friday night. So there will be a practice or two. I'm just not sure if that starts tomorrow or Thursday.
What do you think the message is that JB's given his team? One of the words he's used, and this word is coming out everywhere in the news, grit. This seems to be the word of 2021, maybe just because of what we come off with the pandemic. But it's been adopted more for – I've heard him talk about that a lot. What does it really mean to him when he says grit?
Just keep fighting. Just keep battling. Just be resilient. I mean, basketball is a game of momentum and runs. And, of course, with the Cavs, not only on the floor but off the floor with injuries and that sort of thing. But you just have to keep fighting. You just have to show that grit to just hang in there and keep battling. You can't fold. And I think to JB's credit, the team didn't do that in the midst of or following that 10-game losing streak. He was asked, you know, what was the most, you know, standout thing about that? And he said that they didn't fold, that they didn't start fighting with each other. There wasn't a lot of conflict within the guys. They just kept playing hard and going through what he wants them to do as far as the system is concerned and working at it. And so I think that's what he wants to see as far as the second half is concerned. Just keep fighting for 48 minutes or more if you have to in every single game, and then let the chips fall where they may in regards to the results.
So we got New Orleans on Friday. Any chance I can get you to do the Pelican poem for me today?
No? Oh, I have a friend called the Pelican. Its mouth can hold more than its Pelican, that one?
That's the one. Haven't heard that since you and Scott Cirilla were together on some of the shows back here in the day. I was always remembered about that particular one.
No, you know, New Orleans has been an up-and-down team this year. They have a new head coach. He's an NBA veteran, but he's new to New Orleans, and Stan Van Gundy. You know, he certainly has had success in his stops in the NBA, and, you know, one of the dominant players in the NBA in Zion Williamson, last year's number one overall pick. So Cavs will have a battle on Friday night. First three after the All-Star break are on the road for the Cavaliers, and then their first home game, St. Paddy's Day against the Celtics, appropriately enough. So, yeah, it'll start on Friday. I'm anxious to get back and call some basketball. But, boy, I'll be calling a lot of basketball in that second half. Man, the games come fast and furious.
Well, yeah, they're just continuing on. And we hope – I don't know if they're going to expand, you know, the allowance of fans. I know they talked with Indians Baseball about how they're going to be going moving forward. But fingers crossed, maybe, since the games are moving further into the season than they were. Usually they end in April, but they're continuing beyond because of the way the – season is laid out, but we look forward to more of your calls. And again, we'll have the game on the air Friday night, New Orleans and Cavaliers here on WEOL. Tim, thanks for your time this morning.
All righty, guys. Thank you.
Thanks. Tim Alcorn joining us, voice of the Cavs, is brought to you by your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway in Lorain, and on Route 58 in Amherst.